Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 15th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This past Friday, the Senior VP in Flight Services Sam Rizzoli's update to flight attendants began with him telling us we are the best flight attendants in the industry, and then insultingly concluded with him holding flight attendants responsible for passengers' dissatisfaction with our airline and an admonition to step it up. Are you kidding us? Mr. Rizzoli's backhanded compliment is not only insulting, it fails to recognize the legitimate challenges and concerns faced by the very employees he repeatedly suggests he is the biggest advocate for. Any claim that Mr. Rizzoli is one of our biggest advocates is disingenuous. More accurately, his words and actions demonstrate he is a staunch supporter of a larger management merger strategy of more for less and settling for the lowest common denominator. Consider how time after time throughout the course of this merger, when there have been choices to be made on how to establish consistency at all subsidiaries, those choices have invariably included reducing or removing amenities, staffing, or products. We reject any notion that flight attendants are responsible for the repeatedly poor decision-making by management on catering issues, inadequate staffing, the onslaught of never-ending policy changes, and the poor quality of onboard entertainment systems. Simply put, we will not accept any attempt to place on the backs of flight attendants any blame for the general poor state of our airline. As the senior vice president of the in-flight division, it's difficult to imagine that Sam is not aware of the changes that are being implemented by those who report directly to him. Through these changes, we've seen a never-ending reduction in resources and support and are in some way magically expected to deliver the same, or even more laughably, better service and satisfaction. What must be understood by Sam is that there is a consequence for choosing cheaper, easier, faster, and fewer. It is unrealistic to expect flight attendants to deliver superior customer service with the inferior means to do so. Make no mistake, flight attendants excel at making things work. It is in our very nature to do everything possible to turn a bad situation into a good one. We apply these qualities every day we go to work. It is also in our nature to create the best experience for our passengers, our flying partners, and our company. However, Mr. Rizzoli and management have taken our good nature for granted and are attempting to exploit it to the extreme. Under the guise of productivity improvement or cost reductions, removing dry ice, reduced staffing, poor quality entertainment systems do nothing to improve overall customer satisfaction with our comprehensive product. Call it what you will, but it is essential to take notice that all of these problems are a direct result of management creating a problem and failing to provide frontline employees who spend the greatest amount of time with our passengers the resources needed to meet the expectations of the same passengers who have been entrusted to our care. If there is a problem that someone needs to step up and fix, it is definitely not our service or customer interaction. The problem is a long-term, consistent bad decision-making that fails to support flight attendants or our passengers. There can be no question that we all want United to be a successful and profitable company. Flight attendants know what management appears to be missing. You can't run a world-class airline with a bargain basement strategy. Management knows the cost of everything and the value of nothing. We will not be successful by constantly disappointing the very people on whom we rely on for our success, our passengers. It is long overdue for management to step it up and take it to the next level in providing meaningful and adequate support and advocacy for flight attendants. This includes a drastically different approach towards staffing, resources, support, and negotiations on the part of management. Until that happens, Mr. Rizzoli would do well to understand that what you get out of something is commensurate with what you put into it. Customer satisfaction is low because we can no longer clean up your mess. We're the ones stuck with it. Yesterday, the company announced a number of changes that will affect international flights departing from Newark Liberty Airport, departing in the summer of 2014. In what the company has described as service enhancements, 3 daily Newark to Heathrow, 2 daily Newark to Charles de Gaulle, and the daily Newark to Berlin round-trip flights will transition between subsidiaries from the current single-aisle SCO 757-200 aircraft to the three-class dual-aisle SUA 767-300 aircraft. The immediate impact of these changes on our passengers is an increase in the available inventory of premium cabin seats in these transatlantic markets. The single-aisle SCO 757-200 aircraft are expected to be redeployed for use in seasonal transatlantic service, as well as in other U.S. domestic and Hawaii markets. These changes reflect the ongoing efforts of management to match the right aircraft in the right market based on passenger demand. In addition to the impact these changes have on our passenger expectations, there is also a disregard of the significant impact the ever-changing aircraft schedule has on the lives and flight schedules of flight attendants. Indeed, all of our domiciles and bases have been affected by these aircraft redeployments and will likely continue to be affected by additional changes in the company's flight schedules. Until the company begins to take our negotiations seriously and produces a viable tentative agreement which reflects the value and contributions of flight attendants to the overall success of United, all of us will continue to experience the effects of these changes. While these aircraft have been assigned on segments from Newark to Europe, at the time of this writing, no decision has been made as to the assignment of the 767-300 flying to any particular flight attendant domicile at SUA. We have every reason to expect that management will continue to assign flying based on cost, domicile need, and satisfaction of all company obligations under the contract. In response to the interest of additional members in becoming One Negotiations Experts, ONE, a number of additional training dates and times have been announced. A complete list of these training events and activities can be found on the OurUnited.org website. Of all of the contractual protections we enjoy, scope is one of the most critical. As our operational merger progresses, we continue to receive reports of confusion regarding the scope provisions of our contract. Just as we should not perform work that is assigned to customer service, ramp, mechanics, or pilots in violation of their job scope, we need to ensure the scope of our job is not violated. Recent reports indicate that CSRs have attempted to bring food and snacks aboard our aircraft and serve it to our passengers. Should you encounter this type of situation, you should politely decline the CSR's participation. Regardless of the intent behind this gesture, it is work traditionally performed by flight attendants and is a clear violation of our scope. If food is to be served on board our aircraft, it is to be provided by the company and served by flight attendants on the United System seniority list. Just as we should not perform work that is assigned to customer service, ramp mechanics, or pilots in violation of their job scope and hampering United's ability to accurately determine frontline staffing, we need to ensure that the scope of our job is not violated. Closing bins, stowing luggage, and making passenger announcements during boarding are all duties that traditionally define our work. When supervisors or other employees perform this undisputed flight attendant work, it is a violation of our contract. Calmly advise anyone other than working flight attendants attempting to perform these duties that they are in violation of our contract and ask them to stop. Be sure to report any violation of our scope to your local council. Within days, we anticipate the VAC bid screens containing the 2013 vacation periods will be purged in preparation for the start of the annual vacation bidding process on October 29th. Once this happens, you will no longer be able to view any scheduled vacation periods you have left in 2013. For the purpose of bidding December lines of flying, you are strongly encouraged to print your 2013 VAC bid screen as soon as possible if you have a vacation period scheduled in December. The open enrollment for 2014 benefits is now open and will remain open for a considerably shorter period than that to which we are accustomed closing November 1st. Open enrollment information should be arriving at your home shortly. All open enrollment activities are accomplished online. As you know, one of the most significant changes that will occur next year is the change in medical plan administrators from Blue Cross Blue Shield to Aetna. What cannot be overstated is that this is a change in administrators only. Our benefits are provided for under the terms of our contract, and these cannot be changed outside of negotiations. Put another way, our benefits are not subject to whimsical changes in company policy. As the United States government remains shut down, the ramifications of this failure to act are becoming increasingly pervasive. One such result that will immediately impact us as flight attendants is that the FAA is working with a skeleton crew, and only those functions deemed essential by Congress are currently being performed. One function which has not been deemed essential and therefore not taking place is rulemaking. Consequently, the long-awaited and much-anticipated ruling by the FAA concerning the easing of restrictions on the use of personal electronic devices, PEDs, during taxi takeoff and landing has been delayed. AFA continues to maintain our position that further research must be done before any restrictions are rolled back or lifted altogether in order to ensure the continued safe operation of our flights. This Thursday, October 17th, CWA's 30-minute town hall call will take an in-depth look at collective bargaining with CWA members who know how tough it can be. AFA CWA President Vita Shook, along with Larry Cohen and other CWA vice presidents, will talk about what union members are doing to get through tough times at the bargaining table. Register for this important town hall call at http://cwa-union.org/CWA call. It will begin at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Participants will be called in a first-to-register order, so register now. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Let's stand in solidarity as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.